Hello.
Hello, William.
Hi.
Hey, William. I've got Alberto on the line, and he's going to go ahead and get your onboarding done, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. There you go, Alberto. You guys have a great talk.
Perfect. Hello, sir. My name's Alberto. I see you're William Aragones.
You got it. Good job.
Perfect. And to start, let me just make sure we have the correct security question set up. What is the city you were born in?
Chicago.
Thank you. And did you already have a chance to review and sign the terms and conditions?
I don't remember doing so. No, I haven't.
That's okay. We'll send that out again. No big deal. Okay, we're going to go ahead and review the information we have on file just to make sure it's correct. I'm going to read off each detail at a time. I have the company name as B at Ease, that's EAZE, Construction.
You got it.
Perfect. And the address I have here is 2075 West 25th Street. Then it says PH801. That would be Cleveland, Ohio, 44113.
You got it.
Thank you. And I assume that's your home address, or is that an office location?
That's an office. That's home address. We don't want that to be on the internet, though. Yeah.
No problem. We'll omit that. Now, I have the company email as W and then your last name, Aragones,
yep,
at gmail.com.
The number one. That's why I didn't see anything. W Aragones, the number one, at gmail.com.
Okay, let me update that one second. So Aragones, the number one, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. It's updated now. And the company phone number I have here is 312-771-3078.
You got it.
Perfect. I'm not sure if Amy already explained to you, but here we also offer another service where we can generate another local area phone number for your company. When people call that number that we generate, the calls are still routed to your existing phone number you just confirmed. And with this, on the client dashboard, you're able to see the stats for the calls you get, filter our calls or block calls, and there's no additional charge. Do you want us to generate another number for your company?
You said there's no additional charge?
That's correct.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that.
Perfect. And I don't see a note here. Does your business already have a business website?
No, it does not. That was another thing that you guys are supposed to be.
Okay, let me just see what domain names are available. One second. Okay, you're in luck. A very simple one is available, which is B at Ease. But I think I need to add like a hyphen, because if I put it all together, it looks like Beat Beatassi.
Yeah.
Let me add like at least a space here. One second. B at Ease. Let's see. Okay, I think this looks a little bit better. I'm gonna send this to you in a text message. Let me know if you like this domain name.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, that looks good.
Okay, I'll set it up that way. Just so you're aware, if one day you choose to discontinue service with us, you will be given the opportunity to purchase that domain name at a one-time fee of $99.
All right, awesome.
Perfect. Now, let's go ahead and continue. I see you're like a general contractor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to read off some general contractor keywords. It's a short list here. Let me know if it's okay or if you want me to add or remove anything.
Okay.
I'll begin. I have general contractor, remodeling services, house renovations, room additions, garage additions, building contractor, home improvement contractor, construction company, new home builder, and the last name, custom home builder.
Yes. So you guys, can you add roofing?
Sure. I'll put roofing services.
Roofing services, concrete services, deck services. What else did you say? Plumbing, electrical, demolition.
And demolition services.
What else did you say? Let's see. I think we went over a list yesterday with Annie.
Let me check. I do have here plumbing, drywall, flooring, tile, drop ceilings. Masonry work as well. Let's see. Tile installation, drop ceilings, and let me just see what else is on here. Kitchen remodels. I think that's already on the list. Let me just see. Okay, I'll add kitchen remodel, kitchen. Okay, let me see. Basement remodels on here as well. One second. Basement. And masonry services as well. Okay. Masonry services. Okay, I've added the things you mentioned from yesterday to the list that I read off to you now, and foundations. I think that's one that I was missing, foundations. Foundations, got it. I added everything. Is there anything else you'd like me to add?
No, that's everything.
Ah, perfect. We're going to send that list to the email that's on this account. If you think of anything later on that you want to add, you can do so by replying directly to that email.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Now we're going to go ahead and continue. The next part is just a couple of quick questions to see how we're going to market your business online. Is there anything your clients have told you they like about your business? Maybe it's you have offer competitive pricing, great customer service, quick response.
Yeah, you're going to get the best customer service, obviously, working with us. One, very competitive pricing, always on time, diligent workers. Let's see. Timeline always spot on, meaning completion of work.
Okay. And timely service. Okay. I've added some of those things here, as an abbreviation kind of ish. I have best customer service, competitive pricing, punctual, diligent, attention to detail, and timely service.
Beautiful.
Perfect. Now, does your business already have a mission statement? If not, I have five options here I can read off to you. You let me know which one you like.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, perfect. I'll start. I have the first option is at ease construction. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. Option two, at ease construction. Our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. Option three, at ease construction, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Option 4, at BRE's Construction, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationship with our customers. And the last option, at BRE's Construction, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Can you read 3 again? Sorry.
Sure. At BRE's Construction, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
I think 3.
Ah, perfect. I'll go ahead and set that up. By the way, does your company have a tagline or slogan? A lot of people place this like on a sticker on the side of a vehicle or on a business card, kind of how Nike uses Just Do It. Is there anything like that for your company?
No, not yet. I'm sorry. We don't really...
Ah, it's no problem. If later on you do set one up, let us know. We can update that right away.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, what year did you start your business?
My family's been in the construction business for a long time. I broke off within the last couple of years, and I incorporated myself last year, about 18 months ago. But I've been young. Yeah.
Okay, but the business started off last year, right?
Yeah, 18 months ago, yeah.
18, that was actually 2022 at the end, I think.
No, not 18 months, then it was October of last year. Last October, but the October before, so let me see, because we're, are you putting this on our website, or what are you doing with that?
Yeah, this is just the information that goes on the website.
Okay, so we'll do 2000 and I've been doing it without an LLC since 2020. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can put that, and I have over 30 years of experience on my team, together.
Oh, okay.
So something put in there.
30 years of experience, okay. And I see you mentioned one other person. Is it you and another person to work in this business?
Yeah, my business partner, yes.
Okay, there's 2 of you. And is your main focus residential work or commercial work or both?
We do both, yeah, commercial and residential.
Perfect. And what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, of course.
9 a.m. to 4 p.m., right? Okay. And what forms of payment do you accept?
We accept credit card. I mean, we accept check, cashier check,
mm-hmm.
Debit card, credit card.
Ah, perfect. And I assume also cash, right? Or
yeah, cash. For sure, cash, yeah.
Cash, check, and credit cards. No problem. Now, I see your business is registered. Are you also licensed and insured?
Yes.
Ah, perfect. By any chance, do you remember your general contractor's license number?
Let me see.
Sure. Let me know once you have that.
I got the bond number.
Let me see. License insurance bond.
I would have to look for that.
Oh, okay. You can send that at a later time. It's not, there's no hurry behind it.
Okay.
Now, I see you're in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. Do you want us to promote your business within a radius of 20 miles, 30, 40? It could be way more than that. It really depends on how far you want to go for the work you're offered.
30 miles.
30 miles? Okay. Perfect. And does your business already have a Google Business profile? That's the box that shows up in the map section on the Google search.
No.
Results.
No, we
don't. Oh, okay. So you never even attempted to create one?
No.
Oh, okay. No problem. What we're going to do is we're going to create one for you. We're going to send you an email that is titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. In that email, you're going to see a short list of things that we're going to need you to take a picture of. Things like if you have a work vehicle for this business, a picture of that vehicle and the license plate. the business registration, the business license, the business insurance. If you have business cards that you hand out to your clients, a picture of that as well, and the workplace, which is the address on this account. None of this is going to be published online. This is just for verification with Google. And it is Google that determines the verification method. It could either be a phone call, an email, a text message. It could even be a video call. Or they may even ask you to film a very short video, anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes, showing in one continuous run the things that I listed off before. If one way doesn't work out, we contact Google to set up a different a method option, like a call with one of the representatives, for example.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
No problem. Now, Google Business Profile also offers a free service that is called Google Business Profile Messaging. This allows your clients to send you messages directly through the profile that we're going to create, which is going to be linked to your email. Do you want us to set that up for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. 1 second. And does your business already have a Yelp page?
No, it does not.
Oh, okay. Since you're signed up with call tracking for us, where we generate another number for you, we can go ahead and create a page for you. It does not have an additional charge. Do you want us to go ahead and do that?
Yes, fine, yes.
Perfect. And 1 second. Let me just see. I see you're also signed up for Facebook ads. Does this business have a Facebook business page?
It does not.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and create that as well. To make you the owner of that Facebook page, we're going to send you an email asking you to share your personal Facebook link. That's the thing that shows up at the top that says facebook.com/, and usually your name. This, as I mentioned, is just to make you the owner. It could be you or your business partner. I'll leave that up to you guys. And you can send it just by replying directly to the email asking for that personal link.
Okay.
Hello? Perfect.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Perfect. And when people click on your Facebook ads, they can contact you in one of the following three ways. Let me know which one of these you prefer. First option is a phone call. Second option is a Facebook message. And the last option is a Facebook form that gathers your client's contact information. And that information is sent to your email and to your phone in a text message. Which one would you prefer?
Okay, do you mind repeating that? Sorry, I'm over here trying to triple task. I'm sorry.
It's no problem. I'll repeat that. First option is a phone call. Second option is a Facebook message. And the last option is your clients fill out a very short Facebook form that gathers your client's contact details, and that is sent to your email and also to your phone in a text message, so you can call them later. Which one would you like to set up?
Phone call, fine.
Perfect. And if we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what is the best time we can call you? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what were you saying again?
If we need to call you here from Local Splash from Monday through Friday, what is the best time we can call you?
The best time... best time to call is always around 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, 11 a.m. Okay, 1 second. 11. Okay, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and explain the emails you're going to receive. The first email you're going to get is going to be the list that we went over at the beginning. Remember, you can make changes to that just by replying to that email. The second email is going to be the photos email. That's where you can share pictures of your work. These are going to be used for your ads or your profile. You can send up to 20 pictures at a time, and you can also include your logo along with the pictures. In the meantime, while you're sending us pictures, we're going to use high-quality stock photos related to your industry. Now, if you see a picture that we use that you don't like, let us know, and we can change the image right away.
Okay,
also,
thank you.
No problem. Also, the pictures that we use are copyright protected. If anyone tries to contact you about copyright issues, let us know first before you reply to that person.
Okay.
Perfect. After that, the next email you're going to get is the call tracking email. That's going to show you the phone number that we've generated. It's going to be the one that's promoted to your clients. If there's any issues with the phone number, please let us know so we can keep that number consistent on all directories.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Now, as far as the time frame, within the first 7 to 14 days, we publish the business information and content we created to the directories. Along the way, you're going to get notices letting you know the things that have been completed. For example, you'll get a notice saying the Facebook page has been created, or the ads are running, or the website is up and running. Things along that you'll receive either via text message or phone call.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, as I mentioned, that's going to be within the first 7 to 14 days. We are also going to optimize the Google Business Profile once we're done creating it. That's what the email that I mentioned earlier, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification is for. I actually resent the email again since you said you weren't getting our emails before. So I made sure I sent that one out again. When you can, just look through that and send the pictures as soon as you can, because Google does usually take several days to process any request.
Okay.
Perfect. Now, before we finish the appointment, I'd like to set up a follow-up appointment 3 weeks from now just to review the progress of the campaign for your business. That falls on April 5th. Can we call you that day at the same time I called you today?
Yeah, beautiful.
Perfect. We'll call you that day. And you're also going to get a Google Calendar reminder when we're about to call you that day.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. And this actually concludes the interview. Thank you for your patience. Do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you.
Ah, perfect. Also, your email, you're going to receive an email with our contact information. We are available 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. If you need to set up appointments, you can do so at whenever you need. And please make sure to review emails and text messages because we are going to follow up with you regularly.
Beautiful. So the phone number that you guys are going to be creating, I'll be getting through my email?
Yeah, you're going to get that through your email.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you again for taking the call. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.